Hey, Anchor Squad, it's your girl, Miss Eileen. Here on Anchor, I have a podcast that's called The Anchor Show. Of course, it's not an official podcast from the folks over on Anchor, but I'm going to be talking about tips and tricks that you can use to build your following and how you can expand your reach online through podcasting, video, and the written word. If you want to connect with me online, just look for Eileen. That's I-L-E-A-N-E. I have a blog, eileensmith.com. I'm on YouTube. I'm active on Twitter, Instagram, Pinterest, and Snapchat. I'm also part of the team that runs Anchor Boot Camps. Anchor Boot Camps is a place where you can find all the tips and tricks you need to run your anchor station successfully. I've partnered with Dr. Dan and Avi Uniglek for that site. So don't forget anchorbootcamps.com. And with all that said, call in if you have any questions now. Let's get started with today's show. Back in July, when I first started broadcasting daily here on Anchor, I would get so excited when I would open my app and I would see the little green dot next to the notification bell that let me know that either someone favorited my station or they applauded my segment or echoed my segment or they left a comment. Well, comments didn't come into play until a little later on when Anchor introduced the discussions tab. But I would just beam when I would see that little green button. If I didn't have that little green notification light, I would feel kind of sad. I don't know if you're the same way, but it means that the very first tab that I'll check is that notifications tab. So in other words, I open the app and before I even start listening to other segments or check my news rundown, I will click on that notifications tab. And to this day, I still do that. And I'm wondering if you guys are doing the same thing. Well, one of the things that is important for me to see there are the applause. And it's probably what I see the most, other than folks favoriting my station, which I enjoy seeing that as well. But I love when people give me feedback on my content by literally tapping the screen and giving those applause. It's a great feeling, and it lets me know that my message is getting across. It lets me know that the person has connected with whatever it was I had to say. There's one more notification that makes my heart glad, and that's when someone echoes my segments. Now, if you're new to Anchor, you may be confused about an echo, because when you're on the segment side, you don't see the word echo someone's segment. You'll see share. You'll see the little plus icon, which means you can share someone's segment. You'll never see the word echo. However, when someone shares your segment and you look at the notification, you'll see that that user echoed your segment. So there's a little bit of a confusion there about the word echo, because people always say, how do I echo? How do I echo? It's the same thing as share. And it's really the highest form of compliment, because it's one thing for someone to applaud. It's something else for them to comment. You know, I think both of those are really great indications that people like what you have to say, but when they echo it, or share, that is the ultimate compliment, because they're adding your content to their station so that folks that haven't favorited your station or just haven't had a chance to listen to your content on that particular day will hear it on someone else's station. So if you get someone who has a really large following or has a lot of people consuming their content and your content gets echoed into that mix, that can catapult your channel really into large growth and large listenership, and you'll ultimately end up on that leaderboard if you haven't been there before. So echoes, they're such a beautiful thing here on Anchor. Did you hear that? That was a listen. It was a split second of me snapping my fingers, and you may have listened to that segment. I don't know how long it takes for a listen to get recorded here on Anchor. So we dive into our stats and we see that people listened to a segment, but we have no idea how long that listen lasts. It could last a second. It could be 3 seconds. It could be 50% of the segment. We just don't know. So listens are semi-fake metric. And so I'm just want to caution you if you're using listens as a metric for your success. Here's what I like to do instead, and I like to suggest this to you, but if you have other suggestions, please call in and let me know what you think. If I see someone has listened to multiple segments in a row, and or they have applauded any of those segments, or left comments, or of course echoed the segments, then I know for sure that they actually listened and that they were engaged and enjoyed the content. But sometimes a listen could mean that someone tuned in, realized they weren't interested, and swiped to the left. So just be cautious about listens, because it could mean that someone heard but didn't enjoy.
Get right down to the real nitty-gritty now. Let's get right on down.
When you get right down to the real nitty-gritty, one of the best and most engaging features of Anchor and your notification box is call-ins. Someone published your call-in, or someone called into your station. Now, these are the unique features of Anchor that make it stand out head and shoulders above all the other podcasting apps out there. Podcasting is usually always a one-way conversation, and people have to give all kinds of calls to action in order to get people to maybe call a phone number or leave a comment or email some type of an audio file to them. But the podcasters that are on Anchor have a unique opportunity to call in to each other's station and to publish each other's call-ins. Now, one of the call-ins that you may want to use is just a private call-in. And when you're leaving someone a private call-in, or you receive a private call-in, usually we put PM or private message, or in the beginning of the call-in, we say, hey, this is a private message. Please don't publish this on your station. And we go on with the conversation. But it's still an excellent way to communicate and to collaborate. That's totally unique to Anchor. 2 thumbs up, Anchor team. Let's talk about one more aspect of your Anchor stats, and that would be web listeners. Yes, when you're looking through your segments for the day or even in your archives, you'll see that sometimes you have web listeners. Now, this is the perfect opportunity for you to expand your reach because web listeners come from social media shares, or perhaps you've published an episode. Once you publish an episode, you have the ability to embed that episode on a blog post or a website. For example, we do that over on the Anchor Bootcamps. We're embedding our published episodes. Now, we would never embed a segment that hasn't been published because that goes away in 24 hours. But either way, anytime somebody's listening on the web, that's more exposure for your content, and it will count in the Anchor app as a web listener. Thanks so much for listening today, and I'd love to hear from you. What are your thoughts and your feedback about call-ins and comments and applause and notifications? Whatever you want to say about Anchor stats and how they've impacted your content development. I'd love to hear from you. And with that, this is your girl, Miss Eileen, signing off. I'll talk to you in the next episode. Peace.